If it's happening now, we're talking about it. This is Hamilton Today with Scott Thompson on 900 CHML.
We have talked at length about the ongoing development in downtown Hamilton and, of course, a big part of that, the entertainment precinct and the refurb of the First Ontario Centre. To talk more about all of this and where we are with the entertainment precinct and the concerns of some of the citizenry, PJ Marchetti is with us, CEO of Carmen's Group, president of the Hamilton Urban Precinct Entertainment Group, and here now. PJ, thanks for the time. I hope you're doing well.
Doing well. Thank you, Scott.
So the same question keeps coming up, and maybe you can clarify this for everyone. We keep hearing things about timeline and such. Is there any more information you can give us on a timeline of when this is all starting, when we can expect it to be completed?
So at present, the arena is slated to close in December of this year, and we have a desired target construction start for January of 2024, so obviously this coming January. And from there, Scott, you know, we're anticipating anywhere from 18 to 20 months worth of construction based on our recent conversations with our development partners. And so, you know, we recognize that, you know, we've got another 7 months of the year to enjoy some great programming at First Ontario Center. The venue will close down, obviously, during that construction phase, and we're looking forward to reopening the venue and it being a beautiful new community asset that the public can enjoy with a lot of great programming and events. And so it'll be a bit of short-term pain for long-term gain, but we're excited about getting the project going. We know that it's going to be a significant project for the community. We're forecasting $155 million in taxpayer savings over 30 years, you know, with the arena specifically, a minimum investment of $50 million. And so we believe that that this is you know, an exciting thing for the city of Hamilton.
I know when you start these projects, it's kind of tough to put an end date on them because you don't know what you're going to find between point A and point B. But what about a closing date or an opening date? We'll say reopening.
So the goal is for the venue to reopen in 2025, and, you know, it'll be the second half of 2025, depending on, you know, on specific details. But the goal is to have a 20-month construction window, and that, you know, that could, you know, usually, you know, if all things work out well, get achieved earlier. Obviously, we're working with the Oakview Group, a well-known arena developer, and they just completed a project in Baltimore that took them 12 months. It's a slightly smaller renovation in terms of number of seats, but it was a $200 million renovation that they delivered in Baltimore, and they were able to deliver that in 12 months. So based on the fact that you know, work could get done in a more aggressive time frame, we're confident that a 20-month window is realistic, which would bring us to the second half of 2025.
What about between now and then? Because obviously many were concerned that this is delayed for the next series of months for obvious reasons that we've talked about in the past. What can be done during that time in the meantime to make sure that once, you know, the doors are officially closed, that boom, we hit the ground running here?
Oh, so that's a great point, great question, and one that we're obviously discussing intensely right now. But in terms of downtown programming, downtown activation, a few things will be happening. First, the First Ontario Concert Hall and Hamilton Convention Center will both still be open. The priority was getting the arena renovated first, but those two venues will remain open, and there will be conventions still coming in, different concerts and musical events and comedy events at the concert hall happening as well. And we're going to be discussing with Live Nation and the Tiger Cats the idea of enhanced programming at Tim Hortons Field during those you know, that time when First Ontario Center will be under renovation. In the next couple of weeks, we're going to be having a community roundtable with the Chamber of Commerce and a few other downtown stakeholders to discuss how do we ensure that there's going to be robust programming and activation in downtown Hamilton during the construction phase of the venue, so that way the restaurants and the different businesses that rely on downtown activity, that there is still activity happening for the benefit of their businesses. So this is a very important conversation for us, and we plan to bring the Chamber, Tourism Hamilton, the City of Hamilton, other stakeholders to the table to brainstorm how we really keep the core active during the renovation phase.
You're speaking about the area around the First Ontario and such, and how this is going to change or adapt to the new renos. What about the Salvation Army and their situation? Update is there.
So the Salvation Army obviously own that site on York Boulevard. They retain full rights to that site, and we, HUPEG, acknowledges the important services that the Army provides to the community. We understand that they need to maintain operational stability for the benefit of all the patrons that utilize the facility. But we know that that there are many other downtown investors and developers who have approached the Army independently of HUPEG. Obviously, other parties have every right to contact them. And we've had positive discussions with the Salvation Army in the past. We understand that they are conducting their own internal review about their future needs. And so we're respectful of their process, and we remain committed to working collaboratively with them in the event that they would like to work with HUPEG or others. You know, we recognize that that facility is very old. It's 60, 70 years old. The Army have said, you know, the programming needs for that facility may change over time. And so they're going through their own independent exercise. We want to remain respectful of them and their organization, and be there to work with them at any point in the future, because we know that they do provide important services for the community.
So if I'm going to understand that right, PJ, and I understand what you're saying, I'm going to try to say it as delicately as I can. The site can be better used for other things for both parties?
For sure. But at the same time, the Salvation Army, they're in control of their own destiny. They obviously own that venue. It's within their full right to do, you know, whatever they believe is best for their future. So only they could answer what it is that they want for their future. And we've just extended our support to being there and being a community ally and partner with them, you know, regardless of what their plans are. We're community-minded, and at the spirit of HUPEG is to collaborate, you know, with key partners. And so we've shared with them that we'll be there for them, and understands that they need to go through their process and do their due diligence.
PJ Marchetti with us, CEO of the Carmen's Group, president of the Hamilton Urban Precinct Entertainment Group, talking about the renos at First Ontario Centre, giving us an update. PJ, thanks for the time. Be well.
No problem. Thank you, Scott.
Wake up with the information you need to get the most out of your day. You're listening to Good Morning Hamilton with Rick Zamperin on 900 CHML.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back. Massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.